Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're transitioning to be the leaders of all of these different institutions and corporations and governments. And I think we're voicing what we want this world to look like.
Northeastern University student Grace Sanford says she's disappointed her school called the cops on a pro-Palestinian encampment, where nearly 100 were arrested. Schools including Brown, Northwestern, and the University of Minnesota have so far avoided violent confrontations, in part by agreeing to study divestment from Israel. Many, including Republican leaders, have called for much harsher tactics, but other political leaders and civil rights groups are criticizing what they call the use of excessive force, including rubber bullets and mace. Philadelphia Councilmember Jamie Gauthier represents Penn's campus.
People should have the right to protest. People have the right to free speech. And there should be communication with these protesters and negotiations in good faith.
Media reports say difficult Israel-Hamas ceasefire negotiations mediated by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar have reached a crucial stage. Domestically, 6 months to the election, prominent Democrats say President Joe Biden is striking the tough balance between students' rights and keeping order. Biden campaign co-chair Mitch Landrieu says young liberal voters should also consider other issues.
Young people have a wonderful reason to vote for Joe Biden because they're interested in climate. They're interested in their freedoms being taken away. They're interested in relief of student debt.
Former President Donald Trump told a gathering of donors over the weekend that Democrats use welfare and student debt forgiveness to buy votes. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum wants to be Trump's VP pick and describes the policies as payoffs.
Those are like, you know, hey, folks, please vote for us because we're relieving your debt. So at what point does it cross over programs like student debt to just vote buying?
Burgum says wealthy donors who want tax breaks are different because they're job creators and support Trump because they're just generous people. Burgum also agreed with Trump that Biden is running a Gestapo administration, saying if the New York DA succeeds in convicting Trump, it would be a travesty of justice. Anti-abortion groups in Florida want to prevent a ballot referendum to codify abortion rights in the state constitution. Orlando-based Liberty Council says it's considering legal challenges to the process and language. Senator Mark Rubio says the referendum is an example of Democrats' extremism.
They will never tell you which abortions should not be allowed. Okay, they're always demanding to know what exceptions do you support, but they never tell you which restrictions they would support.
Every pro-choice statewide referendum since the overturning of Roe has won, even in red states like Kansas and Ohio. But Florida's would need 60% support to pass. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.